Hello everyone, I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation, and I have my good friend Mike Quass with iChiro Chiropractics here today. We have gotten a lot of requests and just even common conversations about chiropractics and midwifery. We talked in the last video all the collaboration arrangements and the power of networking, and today I wanted to focus on just the benefits chiropractors can give. Find a great chiropractor in your area as a midwife, and I'll let you take it away, Mike, and give a little background if nobody's seen your last video, but we'll go from there.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me. Appreciate that. My name is Dr. Mike Quast with iChiro Clinics. I've been a chiropractor since 1998, and wow, that's a long time. I went to Palmer College of Chiropractic West out in San Jose, California. I'm also a certified strength and conditioning specialist. I see patients all the time that have a lot of functional deficits. A lot of people don't really understand when you should go to a chiropractor, why you should, and then how that really can just join hands with your quality of life, with what you're doing, whether it's a pregnant mom, a mom who's having symptoms with her birth. It's working with other providers like Leslie, other midwives. It's a really cool thing to be able to see people get help and have some functional improvements so that they have that better quality of life, better experience, better birth experience too, is what we're specifically talking about today.
I think there's just so much in today's maternity care services that it's a big assembly line on so many aspects for healthcare. And I think implementing little tricks of quality and getting to the root cause and making people happier, a good outcome. I mean, all these things are so important. So I think midwives and chiropractors go hand in hand. What would you say is the most common thing you're referred to for during pregnancy?
Just the pregnancy itself, probably from medical doctors, because you can't give pregnant women a bunch of drugs a lot of times to mask their symptoms, because the drugs can have side effects to the baby and to the mom, which then makes you wonder, geez, should I be taking these like ever, if you can't do it when you're pregnant? Obviously there's a time and place for all things, but we see a lot of women who are pregnant as a referral from their medical physician, because they're looking to give them some relief. This is their main reason, whether they're having back pain. It's usually back pain that they're having. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many other things that people can be helped with, especially as they're kind of trying to move through that. One of the common things that people, will get a referral from like a medical doctor for like one visit. And it's really interesting because in one visit, you're not going to change a muscle. And it all goes back to that idea where people think that your back pops out of place. And that's not how it works, like ever. Your back does not pop out of place without severe trauma. Or, that's called a facet dislocation. You'd be in the ER. So we have the hard part is pregnant moms will come in and they'll be like, oh, my doctor told me to come in to get my back popped back in place.
Yep, get adjusted.
I'm like, interesting. I don't know where you can get that done, because that's not how it works. But there's so much misinformation and people misunderstand how those things work. So it's actually not your vertebrae popping out of place or your pelvis popping out of place. It's not what's happening. It's actually all the muscles around joints getting traumatized and then squeezing things together. And so for pregnant women, as you know, when you're pregnant and everything's getting bigger, that's more weight, it's more compression, it's more stretch. And any of those joints, whether it's in your back, your pelvis, your hips, could be your knees too. I mean, anytime you just start adding more weight, if there's already a problem in there, that weight, what do you think it's gonna do? I mean, it's not gonna help matters. It's just gonna make it be more problematic. And then where a lot of time ladies go wrong, and even their husbands do, they'll say the reason, the cause of your symptom, back pain, my hips, my pelvis, whatever it might be, is the pregnancy. And I would say the cause of your problem is your functional deficit and inability that can't tolerate the added weight. So really, if you think about it, the cause is that person's inability to be able to handle those stressors versus just the act of being pregnant. You know, we have that all the time where people are like, oh, I'm just fat and out of shape. You know, regular people tell me that all the time. And it's like, well, yeah, that may be true, but that doesn't mean that's the why, because there's plenty of people who are fat and out of shape, feel great, right? So what's the difference? The difference is the person and where those functional deficits lie. And if anybody's even looking, right? People don't even look. And that's where the biggest problem is. When I say people, I mean doctors, nurses, a lot of physicians, they don't look. And a lot of chiropractors too. I mean, a lot of them, it's just a pain thing where it's like, oh, you're hurting, come in, and they adjust you and then say, have a nice day. And I mean, that's better than taking a pill. However, there's something much bigger than that. One of my doctors, he calls it, that's kind of like buying an iPhone just to use the calculator. There's so many other features, right? So there's so many other things we can do. It's just people aren't aware. And the biggest one is finding and locating where those little weak spots or functional deficits are, ideally before a woman starts to get bigger when she's pregnant. That's when you would want to have it handled. The sad thing is what happens, everybody comes in when they're this big and they're in excruciating pain and they want the magic, pop my back in right now. And for most people, I mean, sometimes you can get like those miracle adjustments where it does do symptomatic relief right away, but that's not like the norm. And that's why you see some people are really for it, some people are really against it. Oh, I tried it, it didn't work. And I go, oh, how many times did you go? Once. Well, yeah, I went to the gym once too. How'd that work out? It doesn't ever, right? Like,
well, and to add to what you're saying, Mike, I had in my initial OB education, I don't know if it was quite when you and Quincy were seeing us, but I added it after having so many great chiropractors educating me. We had the benefits of chiropractic during pregnancy as a handout. So it was part of that very first education to say, I want you to tandem care with me and to make this part of your new norm as you're starting to learn about alternative therapies, especially when, as a midwife, we're their first line of testing outside the healthcare system. It's a great opportunity for midwives to educate and get education of what the chiropractors in the area do and have that referral process, because it's really powerful, like you said, to start in the beginning versus now she's in the third trimester, the baby's breech, and we need to, time's of the essence. So
yeah, it's a challenge. And even in the chiropractic world, it's a challenge because everybody does things so different. I mean, we have chiropractors in my town in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But, I mean, some of them don't do any testing. And then you have like our office where we do a ton of testing. But as a pregnant woman or any patient, how do they know? Like, and there's so little understanding. It's how do you know what to do, right? And that's really the big challenge. And so, you know, in my mind, if you think about it, if you're testing your functional mobilities, right, then you can detect areas that don't work well before they're having a problem. When I say testing, I'm talking about orthopedic tests, movement tests, even just simple things like the Patrick's test is a test where you know, you put your leg over and you try to do this figure four movement. There's a whole bunch of them, even like the heel to butt test, just trying to touch your heel to your butt. If you can't do that, or a bunch of these other tests that are done, you're probably at high risk, right? And so that's going to give you problems for anything that you do. Being pregnant is a big deal because you're adding weight, and then all of those joints, as you're moving closer and closer and closer, you start to get more hormones like relaxing, where everything's starting to relax so that everything can open up. And if there's areas in there where everything's starting to open up, but one side's really tight, that's going to be a bit of a problem, right? So the more you can find these things with testing versus symptoms, then you can actually get in front of it. And then as everything starts to open up, it's not tight on one side, so then everything's out of balance, and then baby doesn't want to turn or move, or mom's having symptoms because now things are not stretching and it's all pulling and stuck and not good. That is how it goes. Really, if you think about it, I just tell people, it's kind of like this. If we took you and cloned you and we had two of you, one of you we work on, find every functional deficit we can, and we get those tissues to work at a better level. We get those nerves and all the receptors that tell your brain what's happening in your body, all those nerve receptors that are sending messages back and forth that are in the tissue, we get those reset and working better. We take you through your pregnancy and your birth and your post-birth. Or we just give you Tylenol and have you take that through the whole time. Which one you think is going to do better? I mean, it's not like super difficult to grasp the concepts. It's just the knowledge out there is not there. So people don't even know what a functional deficit is. And people don't even know how you find it. And there nobody's looking. So simple things, you know, like a functional deficit would just be a range of motion. So range of motion of your hips, your lower back, your pelvis, all that we can track and measure and watch. And we can see if somebody's getting better by their movement improving, or if their movement's not improving, then they're not getting better. But you can actually test and retest that so you can actually watch versus just waiting for symptomatic things to happen, which, as you know,
I think a lot of the direction, Mike, it's not just about, it's a lifelong change of not getting good quality care and getting to the root of the problem. It's one thing if your back hurts and okay, you can deal with it, but I've seen it so many times as a midwife, I could tell how the birth went based on if they got regular chiropractic adjustments or they'd never been adjusted. I mean, a longer birth, a higher, I truly believe a third of our C-sections in the U.S. is not because of the poor eating, healthy obesity. I think it's the sedentary lifestyle and the hip alignment. And how many more women would have better, amazing birth outcomes if they had a chiropractor on their team?
Yeah, you know, it's hard, you know, I think probably more. I mean, even if it was just a few, it would definitely be worth it. But again, people just are not aware, and it all goes back to their thinking you do it when you're hurt and you do it to get your back popped in. And neither one of those is like the wise choice. It's, again, just people are just not understanding. And it's sad because the outcomes you see so many times, like people could have better outcomes and have less interventions that are really, really drastic. One big thing too with the receptors. So you have all these proprioceptors in your body, these mechanoreceptors, proprioceptors, they tell your brain where your body is in space. So like if I close my eyes or I put my hand up behind me, I know my thumb's up. I can't see it, but I know my thumb is up and I know right where it is. I could touch it with my other hand, right? You know, because the receptors in your muscles, tissues tell you where your body is. These receptors are, a lot of them, in the muscles, the deep, tiny muscles that are in your pelvis, your spine, all your joints have them. The joints have receptors in them too. These receptors, when those muscles get hurt from things you do in life, you sit too much, like you said, the sedentary lifestyle, or somebody like has a bunch of little slips, falls, you know, traumas, things where stuff tightens up, those receptors then don't effectively send that communication properly. And so maybe you think your thumb's up, but it's actually like this. But your brain thinks that because the receptors aren't sending the messages right. We know when you get adjusted, those receptors change their behavior. And I like to just explain it simply as that, like, it resets them, so that it resets that. And then if you have better body awareness as a pregnant woman, I believe that you're going to have then a better birth. You have better body awareness. You know where all your muscles and tissues are telling your brain, right, where everything is. Everything's going to go smoother than if you have thinking that your thumb is up and it's this way, right? It's all those tissues sending their messages and then your brain sending messages back. We also know that if you get adjusted regularly, those routine adjustments cause reaction times, meaning your body's reaction, which people always equate this one to sports, is better. So they've done the research on this. It's pretty cool. Where this, if you do something and then you get adjusted and you do that same thing again, you can do it faster. So your reaction times are quicker. So when you're in labor, reaction time's kind of important. It's kind of important that your brain puts the right chemicals and the right amounts at the right times, the right hormones, shut them on, shut them off, blood vessels contracting and dilating at the right moments at the right time. All these reaction times are critical to have a successful birth, right? As well as once you've had the baby, then there's reaction times too that need to happen, you know, where people get like shots of oxytocin and different things. It's like, if your body's like reacting really like a fine-tuned car, it's going to be better than if it's like an old clunker just busting down the road. So we know reaction times are better as well. We know range of motion's better. So, I mean, who do you think's going to do better? A lady giving birth that has good range of motion, her body awareness with all her receptors is really, really fine-tuned and working well. Her reaction times are really, really high. So when she says go, everybody in her body, all the cells say go, right? Versus go, oh, what? You say something, right? And the message doesn't get through, right? That's going to be less effective. So when you start pooling all these things together, then all of a sudden you're just raising the odds of having a better quality of birth and a quality of life, really, of just having things working better. But again,
it's interesting with our society, Mike, women go, well, I've got to get a provider to take care of me, to keep an eye on things. I've got to do my childbirth education, but there's never this norm of, well, I got to get a chiropractor. I should have done it sooner. I should have done it a long time ago. But now that I'm pregnant, it's not this cultural norm. And how do we shift to that into women's mindsets?
Yeah. And it's like everybody like doesn't know. I mean, I literally don't run into people ever who understand how chiropractic works. And so when it all falls back to the bone out of place model, which has been proven wrong, that's not how it works. But literally you have everyone thinking that. I have doctors, nurses, I have patients, literally virtually 99.9% of every patient walking through my door, they think that your back has popped out and they're here to pop it in. Now here's the challenge. When you believe that your back has popped out as a patient, and then you need to come in and get it popped back in, when you come in and then we need to do an evaluation, people are like, I don't need an evaluation, just pop my back back in. And it's like, oh my word. And then it's like, I don't need to understand how things work. I already know my back's popped out. And then you're like, well, actually, that's not how it works. And based on the patient's personality, some people, like, they don't want to be told how things work. They don't want to be educated because they think they already know. So, like, a big problem, I think, in our society is people perceive that they already know. So, like, just shut it and do what I need. It's a really interesting phenomenon because it's not in their best interest. They're making a bad choice by not knowing what the options are. And I always tell people, look, you can do whatever you want. Oh, so far, free country, right? Maybe.
Yeah, at the moment, yeah.
But, you know, do whatever you want, but you need to know what your options and choices are, because if you really understood the value that a testing-based chiropractic office, like what we do, what I'm talking about does, we're talking about increasing your reaction times, making your muscles and tissues work better. When you have less compression in the joint, you're going to have less arthritis, less degeneration, less injuries, better quality of life, better outcomes. You're going to be able to do more stuff with fewer problems. And like, whoever says, yeah, no thanks, I really want arthritis and stiffness and more injuries, and I really want to have a crappy quality of life. Like, whoever says that? Nobody. The problem is no one even understands that. I've actually been testing it when I'm out and about. Like right now I'm down in Florida and we'll meet people and I talk to people and they're like, oh, what do you do? And I'll say, well, I restore functional mobility. And they'll go, what's that? And then I'll explain to them, you know, how we get the function, the mobility, the muscles and tissues better. And at first they think you're like a PT. That's what their first thought is. And I talk about reaction times and opening the joints up and detecting where those problems are with testing versus just symptoms. And how by doing that, you can reduce your chance of having problems, you can reduce arthritis and other issues, have better motion, better mobility, which then makes you more able to do the things you want to do in life. And then I kind of slide in there, yeah, you know, I'm trained as a chiropractor. And then there, you see the like smoke coming out of the ears. And then they go, well, I want all that stuff. And then I go, well, how come you haven't been coming in? And they go, well, because I thought you were like a chiropractor. Like, so their perception of what we're doing is here, and what we're actually doing is way off the screen and down there on like the 18th hole of that golf course over there. It's like so far away. So the challenge is trying to educate people, right? in a group that already thinks they know. And even the chiropractic profession, I was just in Pittsburgh just a couple of days ago, and I was teaching one of the seminars at this seminar that we go to. And it's quite remarkable to me how many of the chiropractors that have been around for a long time are just still using the old model, right? And I mean, I'm not saying I know everything. I don't know everything. I'm like Mr. Lifetime Learner. I think we're learning new stuff all the time. And the research is coming out all the time, new stuff. Like you constantly, it's just everything new. Everybody's teaching you something. But to be using this old back out of place model, that's not doing anybody a service. That's confusing patients. It's confusing other providers. And then you don't get the outcome, you know, and then that's going to be a problem. And that's a big problem. And that's why we're where we are as a profession, in my opinion. That's why we are.
And I think that's why midwives and chiropractors are so similar and go hand in hand. And that's where I stress to midwives, get to know your chiropractor so well, because we're a very misunderstood profession too. People, if you didn't get frustrated with the current option, most people, unless you're directly exposed to it, don't know what a midwife is or don't truly understand. Like the questions I get at interviews, oh, I could write a book about the fun questions I got to ask at interviews, because people just didn't understand. And so, yeah, I think chiropractors and midwives, if you start out the conversation, instead of saying, hey, I'm a midwife, I talk about the things I do. And then I, like you said, I don't instantly, because all of a sudden there's a stereotype, there's an assumption present, versus I talk about what I do and then I tell them the actual name of it. So it's very interesting you bring that up, because I do that same thing.
Yeah, well, you get boxed. You know, I call it, you get put in a box. So we all have like an opinion or a belief of what we think things are. So like, if you tell me you're an accountant, I have a box in my mind of what I believe accountants do and all of that. If I have a belief about a midwife and you say you're a midwife, you instantly get crammed into that box. Now, that doesn't mean that you're fitting in that box. That's just my perception and what I understand. And the problem is when you get to some of these professions like ours, you know, midwives, chiropractors, even massage therapy. I mean, there's a whole bunch of professions where people really don't have a good grasp of what they're actually doing. And then throw on top of that any competitive negativity that's coming from mainstream, right? I mean, we get that. It's like, it's so funny. I was doing seminars one time in town at one of the hospitals, had a community room. So I was doing seminars in the community room, because it's open to the community. Well, we were packing the room out, more people than ever has even come there, because I would do like a natural solution, the fibromyalgia, or, you know, whatever the topics were. And because they were at the hospital, everybody in town was like, oh, this is so cool. They're finally taking an approach and doing everything together. Because I think most people want everybody working together. Well, after we did several of these, and literally the hospital couldn't handle the number of people that were coming, that were interested. The lady came to me and she goes, look, you can't do these anymore. And I go, what do you mean? They've been going great. I got more people coming to these seminars than I've had ever come to any seminar. It's like mind boggling how many people are coming. She goes, no, it's not that. She goes, the top guy at the hospital called me. He said, you're too much competition for the hospital. So you're done. Never talk in this community room again. And I said, because what I'm saying is not true. Like, what do you mean? And she goes, no, it's about competition. He feels that you're too much competition. And I just want to laugh at that, because I thought it was about, number one, helping people, right? Number two, I mean, they do more stuff in a day than we do in a year.
The percentage, I mean, like I'd laugh when I started the birth center, the hospital would be so fearful of like the competition. I said, I'm like 0.1% of the women delivering, but it's the trend. It's the fear of the momentum that's being created. It's not the fear of you as the person. It's the opportunities and the enlightening power of transition that you're the logo of.
Yeah. And because people, once they understand, they're going to want to do those things, right? I mean, I didn't understand anything about having a baby at home. I'm a chiropractor trained that way. And, you know, you got a little bit of it in school, but I mean a little bit. And nobody in school learns anything or everything that everybody thinks just because somebody's a medical doctor or a chiropractor. Nobody learns everything in school. I mean, you're constantly learning stuff. It's you just get a base and then you move on. But people's perception is not that. They think that if you're a doctor, then that means you've learned everything and nothing's ever going to change and you learned it all in school. And it's like a joke because so much changes all the time, but the public doesn't perceive that. And you just have to be open. You know, I told the guys at the seminar that I just was teaching at, I said, you know, here's what you need to do. Because they're like, what do we do on Monday? What do we do on Monday to start moving forward? And I said, well, back it up a little bit. Here's what you need to do. Decide right now that you're going to be a lifetime learner, that you're going to know and say, I don't know everything, because nobody does, but I'm going to be a lifetime learner and seek out information and believe that every person you interact with has something to teach you. I mean, my kids teach me stuff all the time, and they're little tiny, you know,
five years old.
Yeah, so I mean, we just need to be open, right? And open and ask questions. And when you're asking questions, you don't have to attach a bunch of emotion to it and get defensive or upset, right? We can just be like, hey, you know what? Let's take in the information and then let's kind of work through it and then make some decisions. And one of, you know, our tagline at our office is educate, inform, and empower. We're really trying to empower patients. So I'm not telling people what to do. I'm going to make a recommendation, but you got to decide what you're going to do, right? It's your life. It's your body, right? You're going to decide what to be done. And all doctors of any kind are all, in my mind, consultants. Nobody's the boss of you, right? You're supposed to be like taking in the information, think about it, weigh things, and then you make a choice and a decision. That's like, in my mind, how it's supposed to go. Not experiencing that right now in our current world, but it's become very, very like domineering, and everybody has to do what someone says, whether there's any facts or research to back it up or not. So, you know, choice is sometimes taken away. But right now, if you're having a baby, you should have the options to learn this stuff, to make some informed decisions. And I mean, I progressed through that myself just with our own kids, you know, starting at the hospital, another one, you know, trying to do it all natural, and then another one at the hospital, even more natural, and then another one at the hospital with even fewer interventions, and then the last one at home with your team. And it's, I mean, by far the last one was the best, to be able to be in your home and have all of that go down. And people are like, oh yeah, but you're a chiropractor, you know, if something went wrong. I'm not an emergency medicine specialist. If something went wrong, you don't want me there, because we're not trained to do any of that, right? So it's not about that, you know, because that's what people tell me. They're like, oh, you had a home birth, right? And I go, yeah, because I have a picture in our office, a great big picture of our youngest right when he was born in our bed, like at home, like he's right there. It's so cool. And people ask me about that. And I go, yeah, it was a home birth. And then they're all like, oh my gosh. Well, I would be comfortable too if I was you. And I'm like, yeah, no, because see, you don't know. I don't have any training.
Yeah.
Like, that's not what we're trained in. Did I sit through classes? Did we memorize how many, you know, months of babies, how many days of babies in the womb? And I have to memorize all this, this blood vessel and that blood vessel and an umbilical cord and the placenta. Yeah, you got to learn all that stuff. But because you're not dealing with it every day, using it every day, you know, you're just not going to be like, that's just not going to be a thing. Unless that's something that you chose to go down that road, which I know there are chiropractors that are like all into that. Some of them are midwives and chiropractors. But bottom line is, you got to know what you know and then go with that. So, you know, having your team in our house, I mean, that was so cool. It was like the lowest stress that I've ever had with the four kids was that birth. Even though it was at home, it was like less stress. I wasn't arguing with nurses and doctors, and people weren't coming in trying to poke a kid with this or that. And it was just like totally different. Not to mention, I don't know about you, but I hate going to the hospital because all the sickest of the sickest people are there. And I don't know, it just always, like, my wife worked in the hospital and
Well, the definition of hospital is sick house. I mean, if you go to the base root cause, and a lot of people make, if they don't understand medical history and the realm of the maternity history, and they created hospitals as a central teaching point. It wasn't about safety. It wasn't, I mean, it's just, it's interesting when people want to learn or they don't want to learn, like they think, well, this is the way it's always been. And even around the world, the majority of babies are delivered with midwives and out of hospital, and you're trying to get that cultural bias that's present. But yeah, like you were saying, the hospital, like, it's interesting, the goods of COVID and the pandemic has really made midwives really accessible. It has made people really start thinking about, where is the best place to have my baby if I'm normal and healthy? So I've really been trying to help, how can I help midwives to support, because they're getting very, very busy. So it's definitely happening as a trend. And that's where I was like, having you and your expertise, because how can the midwives have better outcomes and better feeling women and families by joining your team and having a collaboration with chiropractors?
Yeah, there's some, I mean, you can Google, there's some interesting research too, chiropractic and pregnancy based with like labor times and different things. So, you know, if you had a midwife and she's thinking about, maybe I should find a chiropractor to get, you know, plug in a routine as we're moving through this pregnancy, the odds that you're going to like lower your risks are even, it's even better. So that then when the mom's having the baby, if her labor time is shorter, that's great. If there's fewer negative outcomes that require interventions, that's great, right? And some of that data and research has been done that people can just go Google. You know, I encourage people, like, go look it up, right? Look it up and see what you find and read that stuff. You know, don't just like take my word for it or somebody else's word for it. It's like, go read. And, you know, a lot of people don't do that. There's a misconception out there that I think people have, that like all the doctors are just sitting around reading data all day. And when we were having our third, I had a lot of questions for the OBGYN that we were seeing at the time. And she stopped me. This is like very like mind shifted for me, like opened my eyes. She stopped me and she goes, I don't know. She goes, what I do, I don't read all that research. She goes, I don't have time. I have patients. Bam, 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 back to back to back to back. She goes, I don't go in look at all that research. She goes, what I do is I take what my superiors tell me and I implement it. Whatever that program is that they're telling me, I just implement it. So this was like a shocker to me, because I thought, you know, in the medical world that the doctors were, you know, half their day was spent looking up research, figuring out, you know, what's this and this and this. And it's not, but I didn't know that. I just assumed that. And so I learned from her that she didn't really know any of the stuff. She was just implementing whatever kind of procedure was put down from somebody above who she assumed had done the research. And we even get into that today with all the stuff going on. You know, I ask people, oh, can you show me that research? I had a guy I was just talking to last night in a Zoom meeting, and he was really, really fired up and passionate and emotional about some of the different things that are going on and with COVID, and one of them being masks. And we were talking about the mask stuff, and I said, can you show me the research that you're referring to? Because I would like to read it. And he can. And I'm like, well, where is it? He's like, well, it's common sense. And I'm like, yeah, you know, no, that's not, we need the research to look at it. And he doesn't have the research. So then that's my supervisors, right? So then it goes back to his medical group. Someone above him supposedly has done the research. And then we're just supposed to all trust that, which is fine. But I still would like to read it. And I think a lot of other people would like to read research too, so they can see and then form their own conclusions. Because people are making conclusions all the time that maybe aren't necessarily the conclusion that's accurate, but it's just based on what they're seeing, you know, their lens of the world through. And that's where just being open-minded, so that you don't fall into that trap, trying to be open about whatever could go on and see everything as a possibility, instead of just shooting stuff down when you haven't even read the research, you haven't even looked at it, you don't even know. And it's like remarkable. I get it all the time when I talk to medical guys. I talked to a doctor the other day and he's like, yeah, it's too bad you don't have more research. And I go, what are you talking about? I go, there's so much research, I can barely even keep up with it. The fact that you haven't looked at it or looked for it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It just means you haven't looked at it because you haven't looked for it because you don't even have time to keep up with your own stuff. I ain't keeping up with my stuff too. You're not. And that's the thing patients don't understand too, is they think that like doctors are experts in midwives or chiropractic or whatever. And it's really an interesting thing. I'll have patients that, well, I got to see what my doctor says. And I'm like, what, your primary care? I mean, like, they don't know anything about what we're doing or how it works. There's so many other moving parts. And I haven't met any of them that know much about what we do. In fact, most of what they know is wrong and not even correct. And patients just have such a hard time believing that because it's like messing with their beliefs. You know, they want to think that there's a doctor or a somebody that knows all. And yeah, it doesn't
I happen. Think it's important in today's day and age, just the deep root of empowerment, the deep root of advocacy, critical thinking, and people being able to make the decisions for themselves versus depending on somebody else to do it for them. So I think that's a great way to end, Mike. I appreciate all your valuable time. I want you to go back to, if you were golfing, you said that was in the backdrop on your vacation, or if you have to go back to the seminar, but thank you so much for taking a little time out of your vacation.
Yeah, no, thanks for the opportunity. Hopefully everybody learned something. If anybody has specific questions too, you can always, I don't know if my email's on there, but people can email me.
We'll put it at the bottom, Mike. Yeah, but you can say it out loud if they're listening. So
yeah, it's just drmike@ichiroclinics.com. Clinics has an S on the end. And it's really just important, you know, to keep educating people and keep getting this information out so that people are empowered and they can make their own decisions. And so I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you, Leslie. Appreciate that. And hopefully, you know, as we just keep getting more and more people aware, you'll see more and more people getting better quality of life outcomes by doing the things that they choose and that they understand and that they're empowered with. So if you're out there and you're pregnant, good luck.
Yeah. Find a midwife and chiropractor. You're a good candidate for both, of course. So thank you so much, Mike.
Thanks.